Second half for Lock Fall Valley. We'll see what happens here at the second half of this one.
All right. Did you have some other scores, Mitchell, in the Camden Conference in girls basketball tonight?
Yep.
Okay.
My phone will load here. There you go. Camby is up over Laverne, 32 to 23, and that game is at halftime. Our score here, 31-16 at halftime. McRae beat Bull tonight by a score of 76-66. And then at halftime, Mineota is up over Renville County West by a score of 39-26.
All right, that's girls basketball, and not very many boys games, I don't think. I know Mineota is leading Wabasso by 1 point, 37-36, early in the second half there in boys basketball.
I got Montevideo defeated KMS tonight, 80-42.
Oh, wow, okay. Montevideo's putting up some points this year, aren't they?
Yep, they've
80 points tonight.
Putting up a lot of points this year, and I think just the one loss to state-ranked Jackson County Central,
yep.
I believe, and that was an overtime game.
Yep.
Or,
yep.
So Montevideo, a very good boys basketball team this year.
Yeah, and we're going to see them at the end of the year in Dawson. What a game that'll be.
Yep, I believe that's the final game for, in the regular season for both teams, so that should be a really exciting basketball game.
All right. Just a reminder, I'll be out here at Lock Fall Valley tomorrow night for the Lock Fall Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team Competition. Nine teams here and some state competition teams here as well. Montevideo, Holly, Yellow Medicine East. It's going to be fun competition tomorrow. We'll be on the air a little after 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. All right, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report or show. We'll take a break and be back with the second half right after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of business.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Lock Fall Valley. Hey, they were just playing Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, Mitchell.
I have no comment.
Well, I had a comment. I saw that song live in the Fargo Dome a few years ago with Shake It Off. It was pretty cool. They had Taylor Swift and the dancers up on a revolving platform way above everybody. Pretty cool. I take it you've never been to a Taylor Swift concert.
No, I have not.
I've been to too many. Okay. 31. I take my granddaughters and my daughter. That's why I go. They know Grandpa will pay for the ticket. All right, here we go to start the second half. 31-16 Eagles, and putting up a quick three-pointer was Maren Knott, and she missed that one off the glass. And we're underway here in the second half. Eagles 16.
Both teams look like they're out in man-to-man defense here to start the second half.
Same starters for both teams, it looks like. Jalen Lee down low, drops it down low to Kahn, picked off in the paint. And now Kahn ties up a Panther.
That's Malena Ingram?
Yep.
Malena Ingram.
Eagles going to our right now, and Kayla Jan will get the ball. Kayla had 4 points. She knocked down a three-pointer in the first half. And she leans down to Lee. Lee for three, and boy, she hits another three. Jalen Lee with 19 points.
Is that her third three-pointer
yep.
here?
Unbelievable.
Important to note, Callie Kahn and Kendall Shelstead each playing with three fouls here in the start of the second half. Lock Fall Valley.
Panthers go in the paint. Quick shot put up. Callie Kahn with the rebound. Hands it off to Kendall Shelstead. couple seniors here, Jan Shelstead, Lee, Dr. Kessler, senior-led team. And they lead 34-16 over the Panthers. Jan Lee tries to throw it down low, doesn't. Knocked away, Jan. Kessler looking inside to Kahn. Jalen, or Kayla Jan goes to the basket and banks it in for two on the layup.
It's a nice drive by Kayla Jan there.
Here's a three-pointer from the top of the key by Ankrum. No good. Rebounded by Lee. Another rebound there by Jalen Lee. Jalen leads Jan down low. Too far under three. Missed it. Foul zone shot and missed the layup. Then she blocks the shot there, or blocks the pass. What a play by Jalen Lee.
And it was touched last by Kim B, and it'll turn possession back over to Lockpile Valley. Great job there by Jalen Lee.
Did you see how she followed her shot after the miss off the three-pointer?
Yeah, it was a great job by Lee getting the offensive rebound.
Shelstead, inbound pass. Quick shot by Kendall. No good. Ball's loose, and last touch by a Panther, and it's going to be Eagle ball.
Great job by Kahn to get in position on the offensive glass to retain that possession for Lockbaugh Valley.
Kayla Jan looking to inbound it to Jalen. Jalen goes in the paint, kicks it back out to Shelstead. Shelstead in the paint, one-hand shot off the glass, no good. Going for the rebound, it's still loose, and Kessler comes up with it, and she falls down, and a jump ball called.
Had quite a few jump balls here called.
Getting a little aggressive out there, it looks like. 36-16. Acaparo Valley just underway here in the second half. Milena Ankrum with the ball at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to number three. Not with the ball. Backs up. Looks to get it inside. And Callie Kahn knocks it away.
Great defense there by Callie Kahn, even though couldn't get the turnover, knocked the ball out of bounds.
So Panthers will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They have yet to score here in the second half. They throw it up, and a three-pointer. That was a three-pointer, right?
Yep, by Milena Ankrum for TMB.
So she's got five. And did you hear? I timed that one well, didn't it? They haven't scored yet in the second half. Here's Kayla Jan for three. That's off the rim. No good. Good box out there by the Panthers. Mara Knott. We got a whistle.
They call Kessler for a foul there. Yep. It's her second.
So the Panthers will bring the ball up the floor. Ankrum, a sophomore, across midcourt, throws it across to Knott. Man-to-man defense, I think.
Yep.
Here's a three-pointer by the Panthers. Good by number three, Mara Knott. She's got nine.
That's two quick three-pointers by the Panthers to make it 36-22, Lockparl.
Those three-pointers make a big difference, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Jalen Lee goes down low to Kahn. Here's Shelstead. Baseline shot, no good. And it's rebounded there by Ankrum. She's off and running for TMB. Kicks it over to number three. Knott for three, and she missed that one badly. And it goes out of bounds. Ooh, last touch by the Eagles.
Yep, I believe Shelstead touched it last.
Sawatsky enters the game.
Checks in for Jada Kessler.
And Kessler gets a high five from Coach Dylan Erickson. Panthers inbound it to Edwards. Back out to number 11. This is Disher, and she missed it. And she gets her own ball back. And Disher's going to go throw it up again. And that one went over the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Lee. Lee is fouled from behind.
I believe that was Disher. Yep.
Disher with the foul, and Jalen Lee made the layup. But she's playing well. 19 points for Jalen Lee.
That was the third foul on Disher. Lockpile Valley will inbound it.
Here's Kayla Jan getting the ball from the referee, lobs it in the Kahn. Callie goes to the basket, lays it up and in. 8 points for Kahn.
A nice drive by Kahn off the inbounds play.
38-22, Lockaparl Valley. Panthers with the possession here. 13:50 to play in the ball game. They go down low, knocked away by either Shelstead or Lee, and picks up the loose ball, picked up by Kayla Jan. Here's Shelstead, quick pass underneath, knocked away by the Panthers. Jalen Lee gets it, goes underneath, lays it up and in. What a play by Jalen Lee. Holy cow, Mitchell.
As for a little English on the basketball, and that one got the friendly home bounce, and it has a chance for a three-point play.
My goodness, that was unbelievable. She kind of threw it up underhanded, didn't she?
Yep, it was a nice layup attempt there by Jalen Lee.
Here's a free throw, and the free throw's missed. And the ball's loose, picked up by the Panthers. And now I think Jalen Lee with a reach-in foul. Who do we got on the floor here for the Eagles?
Brooklyn Olsen checked in.
Oh, Brooklyn Olsen, a sophomore, for her first time tonight on the floor for La Caprile Valley. 40-22, La Caprile Valley leading. The Panthers go in the paint, and a short jumper there by Raylan Schreier. And we got a whistle.
Fouls on TMB number 25. That's Raylan Schreier.
Kayla Jan will inbound the ball. Gets it into Jalen. A little pressure put on here by the Panthers. Jan right in front of Coach Erickson. Throws the ball right into the hands of the Panthers. Mara Knott. Knott goes down. Blocked by Lee. Oh, she's called with a foul. Ankrum was going up there. Looked like a...
It was a nice job by TMB being aggressive off the turnover. And now they'll go to the free throw line.
40-24 the score. La Caprile Valley. And number two, Melena Ankrum at the line, and their free throw's good.
Kendall Shelstead checks in for Kayla Jan for La Caprile Valley.
Ankrum's second free throw coming for TMB. And it's on its way, and it's no good, and it's rebounded by Sawatsky in the corner. She's in trouble, and she stepped out of bounds, didn't she?
Yep, so that'll turn the ball over to TMB.
Tough play there for Maya.
They did a nice job of chasing down the rebound, but just her momentum carried her out of bounds.
Panthers inbounded on their side of the court. They throw it over the way, and they phone. What was that?
I don't know if they thought they had a player over on that side of the court, but it just unfortunate turnover there for TMB.
Eagles inbound it to Shelstead. Full court press put on. Jalen Lee has it now. She's going to break it herself. And the ball's tipped from behind. Ball's bouncing around like a ping pong. Now it's picked up by Olsen, and she shoots from the baseline. No good. Finally, the Panthers secure it. Ankrum down low. Number 15 underneath too far. We got a whistle and a foul. That was Ella Voss going underneath. She actually laid it up, and it hit the bottom of the rim.
Melena Ankrum was able to get the offensive rebound for TMB and was fouled in the shooting, so she'll get two free throws.
40-25, La Caprile Valley leading the Panthers, and the free throw is good by number two, Ankrum. It gives her 7 points. Second free throw on its way, and that's good. And she has 8 points. I think she, you know, not leads the Panthers with nine. Here's Jalen down to Sawatsky. Sawatsky is...
Timeout by Dylan Erickson, La Caprile Valley.
Okay, Dylan's calling a timeout with 12:19 to play in the ball game, La Caprile Valley. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
I'm Callie Kahn with the La Caprile Valley girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
We're back. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. 40-27, Lacaparl Valley. Timeouts over by Coach Dylan Erickson. And TMB goes down the floor and they score. That's Rupert with her fourth point of the game, making it 40-29 with 11:50 to play. And Shelstead tried to bank it in. No good. Kahn is going to be whistled for travel. Oh no, a jump ball. Ooh. What do you think, Mitchell?
I don't know. There are a couple steps taken there, but ref called jump ball.
Jalen Lee with 21 points. Leads all scores. Kayla Jan will inbound the ball. From underneath the Eagle basket, gets into Jalen. Jan drives, kicks it out to Shelstead. Oh, she's run into hard by Ankrum. That was a collision.
That was Ankrum's third foul. Both teams have four personal fouls here in the second half.
Eagles inbound the ball on their side, leading 40-29. Appreciate you tuning in to Eagle basketball tonight. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here. We'll be back here Tuesday. Here's a lob pass from Lee down to Kahn. Knocked out of bounds. We'll be back here Tuesday when the Canby Lancers come here. Take on these Eagle girls.
Only 7 seconds left on the shot clock.
Jalen gets the inbound pass. She's going right to the basket and lays it up. No good. But I think she's going to the free throw line.
Fouls on Caitlin Rupert of TMB.
I don't keep track of Jalen's rebounds, but she's got to be close to a double-double.
I got her for 7 right now.
Okay, well, I'm going with your stats. She needs 3 more rebounds. Free throw's good by Jalen. 22 for Lee. She had 16 in the first half. Second free throw by the senior, Jalen Lee. And that's nothing but net. You can tell she practices her free throws.
Yeah, missed her first couple to start the game, but she's been rock solid at the line since.
Here's a three-pointer by Disher. Good! Brianna Disher gets a... That's her first basket tonight. A three-pointer for TMB. And it's a 10-point lead. Now the Eagles throw the ball.
I know that was a turnover, but Kayla Jan threw the ball perfectly between Jalen Lee's legs as she was walking or running up the court. So a turnover by Lacaparl Valley, and then TMB with a chance to put it under single digits.
A 10-point lead for Lacaparl Valley. And the Panthers with the ball. They throw up a shot and partially blocked. Kayla Jan comes away with it. 10-point lead for the Eagles. Important to score here with 10:47 to play in the ball game. We've got a lot of time left here. Jan with the ball. Over to left wing there to Shelstead. Kendall back to Lee. Jalen at the free throw line. Throws it in to Jan. Jan for 3. Good! 3-pointer by Kayla Janner, second of the night.
That was a good ball movement there by Lacaparl, and I'm pretty sure that was Jalen Lee who passed it to Jan and got the assist for that three-pointer.
Panthers go down low. Oh, nice pass, and they score. Rupert with the basket. I think that was Kirk with the assist, wasn't it?
I believe so.
45-34, 10 minutes exactly to play in the ball game. Here's Lee, top of the key, 3. Swish! My goodness! Oh, 26 points for Jalen Lee.
I think that's, what, 4 or 5 three-pointers for her here tonight?
Unbelievable. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's a three-point shot put up by the Panthers. Disher, no good. Jalen Lee with 26 points, and we got 10 minutes to play. 48-34. Jan to Kessler. Jaden goes to the baseline and puts it over up on the rim. No good. Ball's loose. Shelstead to Lee. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by TMB's Disher. Wow.
Maya Swatsky checks in for Jalen Lee for Rock Paul Valley.
48-34. Lockapaw Valley leading Tracy Milroy Ballantyne. The Panthers with the ball. 9:17 to go in the ball game. The Eagles with the ball. Jan, ooh, she almost carried the ball. She did. Not almost, she did carry the ball. Turnover, Eagles.
That was a tough possession there for Lockapaw Valley. Dylan was arguing that she was bumped, and that's why she lost possession of the ball and got it back, but called a carry by Kayla Jan.
Disher going one-on-one with Kayla Jan. Panthers with the ball. They're down 48-34. Oh, nice pass down low, and they score. Edwards with the basket. That was Ella Voss with a beautiful assist. Oh, the Eagles almost throw the ball away.
Great job by Allison Edwards, I believe, for TMB getting back to deflect that pass out of bounds.
12-point lead for Lockapaw Valley. And they'll get the ball underneath their own basket. Kayla Jan looking to inbound. Looks like Jalen Lee's going to get a breather here. She's out of the game right now. Oh, and Jan throws it right into the hands of Ankrum.
Great job by Ankrum getting into that passing lane and getting the steal.
Panthers go down low. Shot up. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Panthers keep the possession. And they throw it to number 15. She's going to drive on Shelstead, lays it up off the glass. No good. Kahn with the rebound. Here come the Eagles.
It's a great defensive possession there by Lockapaw Valley.
48-36, Eagles. 8:15 to go in the ball game. Can they hang up a Camden Conference win tonight? Shelstead down to Jan. Wide open for a three, and she knocks it down. Kayla Jan with 12. Oh, wide open is Ankrum for three from the corner. Missed it. Rebounded by the Panthers. Shot up. No good. Rebounded. Put up and in by Ankrum. And the Panthers are scoring here.
That was a great job by Ankrum getting the offensive glass and getting the putback for TMB to cut the lead to 13.
51-38, Lockapaw Valley. Coach Erickson calling 7:50. Go basketball right after this.
Hi, I'm Zoe Doctor with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Oh, man. All right, Eagles off the timeout. Jalen Lee missed the layup, and the Panthers get it. It's 51-38. Long three-pointer there by Knott that goes off the glass. The Eagles rebounded. Mitchell, 7:20 to go, 51-38. The Panthers have some life here.
Yep, TMB able to get a little scoring run when Jalen Lee checked out there, and a quick turnover by Lockapaw Valley will send the ball back over to TMB.
Yeah, Coach Erickson called a timeout there. There's a couple careless turnovers. I think he wanted to talk things over there, and then they just get another careless turnover. Well, the Panthers, have they cut it to 10? They have cut it
to 10.
They have
cut it to 10.
Yep. 7:12 to play. Panthers with the ball. They're playing with a little more enthusiasm now, the Panthers are. Shot put up, no good, and we got a jump ball. Shelstead tying the ball up with Elson.
This is Zoe Doctor for Lockapaw Valley.
How many times have I done that tonight, Mitchell?
Not too often.
Doctor and Kendall. Got to look at their numbers, not their face. Oh, picked off by Jalen Lee. The inbound pass. Jalen going all the way to the basket, and she missed the layup. Now she gets her own rebound. It's blocked. And the Panthers get it out at midcourt, and that brings the Panther fans. Monster block there. Who is that? By the Panthers.
I'm not sure who that was.
Tough break there by Jalen, huh?
That was two missed layups there by Jalen. She's had a great game offensively tonight. Not very uncharacteristic of her.
Well, she got her rebound back, and then she missed a short bunny shot, and then it was blocked. Eagles get the ball. Here's Kayla Jan for three. Missed and went over the rim. Went over the net. Picked up by the Panthers. They're off and running. It looks like Sawatsky's going to be called for a foul on Mara Knott. 51-38 Eagles. 6:37 to play in the ball game. Raylan Schreier in for the Panthers. Panthers will have the ball at midcourt. Mara Knott will inbound the ball to number 11, Disher. Disher dribbling the ball. 51-38. Panthers go in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Ankrum. Good! Big three-pointer there.
That'll cut the lead to 10, 51-41, Lockbarrow Valley.
51-41, 6:18 to play in the ball game. Sawatsky throws the ball away. Panthers, ooh, going to have a foul on the Eagles. Panther fans making a lot of noise right now.
Time TMV has cut the lead down to 10 or 9 or points. Lockbarrow Valley has been able to answer. We'll see if they can do it again here.
The inbound, here's a three-pointer. Good by number 25, Raylan Schreier. My goodness.
That'll cut the lead down to 7.
The Panthers are back into the ball game. Here's Sawatsky for three. No, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound. We got a jump ball. My goodness, that was a big three. There by Raylan Schreier.
And with it being a jump ball, that'll send possession back over to TMB.
51-44. Eagles have been hanging around that 10-12 point lead the whole game, but not anymore. The Panthers have fought back, and the Panther fans are into it. Now Jalen steals the ball, and they lose the ball. Jalen loses the ball to Ankrum right back. Panthers three-pointer by Schreier. Rattle in and out. No good. Boy, if that would have went.
TMB would have went crazy if that would have went.
Kayla Jan going down to the blaze and up and in. Kayla Jan.
Nice aggressive drive there by Kayla Jan to put an end to the run by TMB.
14 points for Jan. And now she ties it up. Oh, they're going to call a foul on her.
Well, I believe the second foul on Jan here in the second half.
All of a sudden, I don't know if you can hear the crowd in the background. Everybody's going nuts here. I think it's a section playoff game or something.
Yeah, a lot of good energy coming from both sides now.
5:06 to play. 53-44, Lockbarrow Valley. And Schreier goes to the basket. No good. Rebounded. Up. Shot up. No good. And going to the free throw line will be Caitlin Rupert of TMB. That's what the Panthers want now with 4:59 to play. You want to stop the clock.
Go to the
free throw.
Put points on the board.
Yeah, go to the free throw line.
TMB's had a little bit of a rough night at the free throw line here. We'll see if they can convert.
Free throw's up and good. This is
Caitlin Rupert at the line.
Rupert, okay. Yeah. 7 points for Rupert. Second free throw. She made both of her free throws.
That cuts the lead down to 7, 53-46.
Here come the Eagles. Every possession's going to matter now. 4:50 to play. Oh, nice pass. Jalen Lee to Kessler. And Kessler scores a big basket. Boy, the Eagles needed that.
Here's a three-pointer by Schreier. It's no good. Rebound by Kahn in the corner. She throws the ball away. And Panthers throw it right into Swatsky. Swatsky down to Jalen Lee. Jalen at midcourt. Oh, all alone is Kessler. Kessler, oh, she made, missed the shot. Easy attempt there by Jaden. Just couldn't get it to go. And now Kayla Jan bumps into Fisher.
That's Kayla's third foul. Four Eagles have three fouls now. Jalen Lee, Callie Kahn, Kendall Shelstead, and Kayla Jan.
55-46. 9-point lead with 4:18 to play.
That was the 10th foul here by Lockport Valley, so TMB in the double bonus. Ooh. That's two free throws down the stretch. TMB only has five personal fouls here, so Lockport for a couple fouls yet.
And the free throw is missed. The ball is ricochets and goes into the corner to Kayla Jan. Jan, crossover dribble. Kayla, cross court, down low, and threw the ball away. Panthers come back with it. They go down low, shot up by number four. She's fouled, Edwards, and Edwards will go to the free throw line with 4:01 to go.
That foul was on... who was it?
Jeff Mitchell, 4:01 to play.
Yep, this game isn't over by a long shot. I think that foul was on Kessler.
Edwards' free throw is no good. Shelstead's coming in for Kessler. So we got Sawatsky, Kahn, Lee, Shelstead, and Jan on the floor for Lockport Valley. Second free throw coming here by TMB's Edwards, and she missed it. And look at Sawatsky chase the rebound down in the corner.
Great hustle by Sawatsky there to get that rebound for Lockport Valley.
It was. Jalen Lee to Sawatsky. Sawatsky goes to the basket, scores! What an assist by Lee.
A great move by Sawatsky to sidestep the defenders for TMB. That puts the lead back up to 11.
And that's Sawatsky's first points of the game. 3:38 to play, 57-46. Here's a hook shot. You don't see them by Disher. She gets her own rebound. And we got a jump ball.
And that'll send possession over to Lockport Valley.
That was a big basket there, wasn't it?
Yep, that was a big basket by Sawatsky. Really quieted down the TMB crowd and kind of gave Lockport Valley control of the game back again.
Jan inbounds the ball, and Shelstead is pushed, going for the ball.
Fouls on Raylan Schreier, number 25 for TMB.
Bonus yet?
Nope, one more for the bonus. No, there's only nine fouls on Lockport Valley, so TMB's still in the bonus.
They took it back, huh?
Yep.
All right, here's inbound pass to Jan. Jan loses the ball, and the Panthers get it. Here's the Panthers. Quickly up the floor to number two for three. Ingram, good! Milena Ingram with another three-pointer. 57-49. Jan with the ball. Kayla trying to get across midcourt. Does. Now she tosses the ball into Sawatsky. 57-49. Shelstead goes to the basket, blocked by Disher, and Disher's going to the basket, lays it up and in.
That'll cut the lead down to six, 57-51, Lockport Valley, 2:40 to play.
Wow, what a comeback by the Panthers. Kahn, and the Eagles throw the ball away. Turnover. My goodness. Coach Erickson calling a timeout, and he throws his clipboard down. It's a 6-point lead for the Eagles with 2:37 to play. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, I'm Jalen Lee with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
We're back. Timeout's over by Coach Erickson. Panthers go down with a shot. No good. Rebound by the Eagles. It's a six-point lead for Lacapau Valley. 2:18 to play and a foul on TMB.
That foul was on Raylan Schreier. That was a great defense there by Lacapau Valley to get a stop and get possession back. And now with that was the seventh foul on TMB, so free throws the rest of the way for Lacapau Valley.
57-51. Lacapau Valley leading TMB. But Mitchell, the Eagles in the first half, they had a big lead, didn't they?
They led 31-16 at halftime. They led 40-22 here in the second half.
Second free throw is good, but first free throw by Jan is good. The Eagles needed that.
I'll push the lead up to seven.
Yeah, they led by, what, 18 points? I think TMB has scored in the second half. They've scored 35 points, 35-17. They've outscored the Eagles. Second free throw is missed by Kayla. Six-point lead. 2:10 to play.
Seven-point lead.
Here's a three-pointer by the Panthers. Good by Disher.
I cut the lead down to four, 58-54 with 2 minutes to play.
Wow. Kayla Jan with the ball. The Eagles need a bucket desperately. Here's Lee for three. No, it won't go. Conn with the rebound. Her putback won't go. Rebound by the Panthers. Panthers have the ball with a four, down by four. Here we go. Shelstead steals the ball, and then she stepped out of bounds.
That was a great effort there by Kendall Shelstead. Just couldn't keep her feet in bounds on the steal, and it ends up sending the ball back to TMB.
What a comeback by the Panthers, huh?
A great fight shown by TMB here tonight.
58-54. Timeout called by the Panthers. We'll keep it right here with a minute 36 to play. 58-54, Lacapau Valley. Wow, what a basketball second half this has been.
It's been a very competitive second half here. They've outscored them, I believe it's 38-27 here in the second half. Or, yeah, 27 here in the second half. TMB has Lacapau Valley and a four-point lead for Lacapau Valley. Looking at it, in terms of points in the paint, in the first half, Lacapau Valley outscored TMB in the paint 18-6, and they're even at 12 apiece here. The rebounding in the first half was more one-sided towards Lacapau Valley. I think they're still winning here in the second half, but TMB doing a much better job of rebounding. And full court pressure at times, just giving Lacapau Valley fits, and they've turned the ball over quite a bit here in the second half and let TMB hang around, and now they got a basketball game in the final minute, 36.
Yeah, the Panthers anchor them with 3 three-pointers in the second half. Disher had a three-pointer, not with the three-pointer, all in the second half, along with Schreier, and that's the comeback, 58-54.
TMB's done a really nice job of containing Jalen Lee here down the stretch. He's been stuck on 26 points here for quite a while.
Yep, she leads all scores to 26. Ankrum with 16. So here we go. The Panthers are going to get the ball. They're down by 4 points, a minute 36 to play. They lob it in, and Jalen Lee with the steal. And now Jalen's fouled at midcourt.
Allison Edwards at TMB on the foul there. That'll put Jalen Lee at the free throw line.
You know, Jalen, not only she has 26 points, but it's her defense. She has her hand in.
Great defense. She's gotten steals and rebounds and blocks.
Some big free throws here by the senior, Jalen Lee, with a minute 32 to play. 58-54 Eagles. Jalen has the basketball. Free throws up and good.
One, so she made the first one. She'll get the second one.
59-54. Second free throw coming here by Jalen Lee. On its way, nothing but net. Clutch free throw shooting there. 28 points for Lee. Minute 27 to go. The Panthers are going to have to score quick. They're down 60-54, and Schreier, Disher, goes to the basket. She's fouled.
I think that was Sawatsky with the foul.
So number 11, Brianna Disher, will go to the free throw line. She has 6 points. Free throw is good.
That's the third foul on Sawatsky here now in the second half.
I got her for 8. The scoreboard and me do not agree with the points for Brianna Disher. Second free throw is on its way, and she missed that one. Conn with, oh, the Panthers get the rebound. Disher with the shot up. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lockport ball with a minute 16 to play.
Lockport up by 5, 60-55. Jalen Lee to inbound it for Lockport Valley.
Jalen looking to get it in play. Does it to Kayla Jan. Jan dribbles the ball. Looking to pass it up to number 5, Sawatsky. A minute 9, a minute 8, a minute 7. Clock running. A 5-point lead for La Cabral Valley. 60-55. Eagles almost lose the ball. Jalen picks it up. Now, Shelstead with it, and they're going to have over and back call. Maya, I think a Panther had a hand on it.
It was knocked loose by TMB, and then Kendall Shelstead, I guess they ruled, got enough possession before she crossed half court that when she did cross half court, it was an over and back. So TNB has the ball under a minute to play.
60-55, Panthers with a three-pointer. Could really, here's a shot in the paint. It rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound by Shelstead with 47 seconds to go. Jan with the basketball. Kayla, crossover dribble. Down, loses the ball at midcourt. And then the Panthers throw it right in the hands of Jalen Lee. 34 seconds to go. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds.
It'll stay with Rockefeller Valley.
60-55.
31.8 left on the clock.
And Eagles will inbound it in front of the scorer's table to get it into Jalen. And they're going to have to foul. And now Sawatsky is fouled. Stopping the clock with 24 seconds to play.
Sawatsky, only an eighth grader, heading to the free throw line for Lockport Valley.
We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. I think we'll be talking with Coach Dylan Erickson, naming Neon Needles player of the game. And we've got a 30-second timeout called by TMBs. But we're going to keep it right here with a 5-point lead with 24 seconds to go. Got to give credit to TMB for their fight in the second half here.
The TMB showed a great fight here in the second half. They could have just kind of went with
folded
it and just folded, but they've really stayed with it and ended up turning it into a game here down the stretch.
What has the Eagles, what haven't they done?
Well, they've turned the ball over a lot. They haven't been controlling the paint like they did in the first half. Committing fouls, they sending TMB to the free throw line, and TMB just kind of heated up from three-point range. So Lockport Valley just kind of getting a little sloppy with the ball, but we'll see if they can close out the final 24.8 seconds here.
Each team has one timeout left, 24 seconds. Both teams coming on the back end of the floor because Maya Sawatsky, an eighth grader, will be at the free throw line with some crucial free throws. Leading by 5, Sawatsky gets the ball from the referee. A lot of pressure on an eighth grader. Free throws up, missed it. Rebounded by the Panthers. They're going to have to hurry. They're down by 5. And now Lee steals the ball. And she's fouled. What a steal by Jalen Lee.
Jalen Lee's been making plays all night, and that was a crucial one right there for Lockport Valley. Now she'll go to the free throw line. That was the 10th foul on TMB, so I believe she'll get 2 free throws here.
Jalen Lee with 28 points. And the free throw's up and good. Gives her 29. Can she get 30? second free throw coming here. If Jalen makes her second free throw, she'll have 30 points. That might be a career high. They'll need it. Here's the second free throw by Jalen Lee, 61-55, 18 seconds to play. And the free throw's good, and Jalen hits 30 points.
And that's what you want from a senior leader.
16 seconds to go. Panthers got to score quick, 62-55. I don't know what they're waiting for. They got to shoot the ball. Now they do a three-pointer, and they banks it off, rebounded by Jalen. She's fouled with 4 seconds. No, jump ball.
That'll stay with TMB, it looks like.
And the Eagles will pull this one out with 4 seconds to play.
Up 7, 62-55.
Panthers will inbound it underneath their basket. Oh, the Panthers get the possession. Okay. Panthers going to inbound it, and the Eagles aren't even going to guard them. They inbound it. Shot up. No good. And there's your ball game, 62-55. The Eagles hang on to beat the Panthers. It wasn't pretty there in the second half, was it?
It wasn't pretty, but they showed a lot of toughness down the stretch and were able to close them out.
Well, we'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
As we say goodbye to 2024 and look ahead to 2025, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. Call the Dryer Doctors today at 320-321-1600 for pricing on a new grain dryer, grain bin, air transfer system, or grain legs and conveyors. If you're in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, PennDOT. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer our prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Caparo Valley High School. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Well, the first half, the Eagles led 31-16, Mitchell, but the Panthers clawed their way back and almost pulled this one out, but the Eagles win it 62-55.
Yeah, but it was a great fight shown by TMB and great poise shown by La Caparo Valley down the stretch.
Yeah, the Panthers, they're down by 18.
They were down 40-22,
yeah,
and then they cut the lead 58-54, I think, with 2 minutes left. So came back and outscored them by 14 during that stretch and really made it interesting here tonight.
They did. The last 2 minutes felt like it took a half an hour to play, but, they cut it to six, they cut it to four with a minute 36. It was amazing. Anyway, let's go through the scoring. First for TMB. Milena Ankrum with 16 points. Mara Knott with 9. Allison Edwards with 2. Disher with 7. Allie Adams with a 3-pointer. Braylon Kirk with a 2-pointer. Caitlin Rupert with 8. Raylan Schreier with 5. That's your scoring for TMB. For La Caparo Valley tonight, got Jaden Kessler with 6. Kat Kahn with 8, Shelstead with 1. Kayla Jan really had a nice game. 15 points out of Kayla. If you can get 15 out of Kayla, that's good. And she did outstanding. And your leading score might be a career high for Jalen. 30 points for Jalen. How many rebounds you got for her?
I had her for 10. She probably had a few more than that, but still double-double for Jalen Lee.
At least. And defensively, she really got her hands.
Yep, blocks, did it all.
And for probably the 6th, 7th time, we got to name her player of the game, right, Dylan?
I don't see why not.
Dylan Erickson joins us up here. What'd you just tell the girls in the locker room?
Just proud of them. You know, we've been battling through a tough stretch a little bit, and it's finally get one, be on the other side of the win loss column a little bit, and flip the calendar. That was kind of our thing. You know, a few things we were looking at is just being tough. The toughness going through this stretch we have coming up is pretty brutal.
Yep.
In January here, tough, being physical, but giving our effort and grittiness, whatever it would take, and then things were going to fall in place for us, whether it's wins, losses, however it ends up being. But if we can give those few things are going to fall into place for us, and we can have a nice January here, hopefully, as we flip the calendar and got to start ramping it up, hopefully get a little bit healthier and we saw that in the first half. We took it to them pretty good in the first half.
Yep.
And then, like I said, we just kind of let off the brake a little bit in the second half, or let off the gas a little bit in the second half, and then they hit shots, and
yep,
they played really hard, and we had to try and match them, and we just kept, we felt like we were losing at the time the way things were going for them. But, again, we withstood it. We were mature about it. We were veterans, and we ended up finding a way to win, whether it was knocking down free throws at the end or Kayla Jan hitting huge shots there. Couple big three-pointers for us, and we missed a lot of easy ones tonight, guys, did we not?
Yep.
And we had a lot of things at the front of the rim, that would have
underneath the basket
expanded that lead tonight. But again, those are the ones we can't take for granted. We got to focus on and reward ourselves when we get there and put ourselves in positions like that. But that's just something to keep working on. But overall, really proud of the girls and their effort and their grit all night.
You got to give credit to TMB. They had some fight in them in the second half, didn't they?
They sure did. Yeah, we kind of came out running a little bit in the first half. We were a little stagnant too after the first few minutes. But I thought we played a pretty nice first half. But then, boy, they come in second half and they start hitting some shots. Yeah, they just
Ankrum, I think, had three 3-pointers in the second half.
Yeah, they just didn't quit, and we weren't guarding them tight enough. We had to get them off the line, and then they started forcing us to get out a little bit more, and then that created the opening for them a little bit inside, and then their press obviously speeding us up, and the team's hitting shots and kind of in that rhythm, and now they're speeding us up, and that full court pressure. I mean, that just got to us a little bit, but we were able to take off and at least do just enough. The game was just short enough for us tonight.
So, Dylan, I got you guys outscoring TMB in the paint 30-18. Again, that could be more here or there. I had you outscore them 18-6 in the first half, but it was even in the second half. But what did they do different, do you think, that kind of helped get them more even in the points in the paint category here in the second half?
Yeah, I think what happened is we got the lead a little bit, and we started being a little passive and settling a little bit on the outside. And weren't attacking nearly as hard or looking for Callie, Jadis, or Zoe, someone like that inside. But we didn't put as much pressure on their defense, and then vice versa. Yeah, they start hitting shots. We got to step out a little bit more, and now they're getting second-chance points on rebound, offensive rebounds or putbacks or even some nice driving lanes for them, too, and just opened everything up. So it kind of was went back and forth a little bit from that, from us attacking really hard to being a little more passive and them starting to hit shots and then being able to utilize the inside a little more against some of our size.
You got 15 points out of Kaylin Jan tonight.
Yeah, she's, to be honest, Paul, she's probably been our most consistent player right now throughout the year. Mm-hmm. She's had a rock-solid senior year, and she keeps getting better and better. If we can take a few turnovers and a few mishaps away from her on a game like tonight, boy, she's the reason we won that game for sure. But obviously, you know, Jalen having 30 and putting a ton of pressure on them. Said she missed a handful of easy ones. She could have been the 40 pretty easy tonight. But
Mitchell kept commenting on her defensive end, how she's disrupting things.
Yeah, no, she's long and lengthy, yep, and she gets her hands on a lot of tip passes and make those passes. And affects a bunch of shots at the rim, too. And so, no, just proud of her effort. But Kayla Jan, really nice game from her tonight, too.
So, Dylan, I got four players on your team with seven or more rebounds, that being Jalen Lee, Callie Kahn, Kayla Jan, and Maya Swatsky. With Brandy Meyer out, how big was it to see that kind of group rebounding by your team tonight?
Yep, that's kind of been something we've been hammering on a little bit, is our team rebounding. You know, I don't care if you're a 5'5 guard or who you are. Find a position, attack the rebound. Again, rebounding for me is all about effort. I mean, it's something you want to do. You can be a good rebounder, understand the flight of the ball and different situations like that, but ultimately it comes down to how much work do you want to put in to go get the basketball.
Yep.
And we're starting to see it, I think, and as a team, you know, all running to the rebounds and going after it, more times than not, you're going to come away with it. And obviously it showed in a game like this. We needed all the extra possessions coming down the wire. You didn't think maybe early, but coming down the wire, all those extra possessions added up, and like we've been talking about, I know I talked about on the coach show too, all our little details and things are things that affect the game in such a bigger, much bigger picture. So,
you said your schedule's brutal. It starts next week. It started tonight already.
Tonight, so we got tonight. We got tomorrow off of the dance competition stuff going here, and some of our junior highs and stuff going to other gyms. So we'll practice Saturday morning. But yeah, we play Monday, Tuesday. We got Wednesday off as from a game.
Yep.
We got Thursday, Friday, and then the following Tuesday again. So it's going to be quite the schedule here. And we get, at least we had tonight at home. We get Monday, Tuesday at home.
And then Monday, Tuesday,
and then Thursday we travel to Lakeview, and Friday we travel to KMS. So it's quite a grind here. But, again, we're built for it, I think. Our kids are never going to back down. They give me, you know, all the effort all night. So we're going to hit it head on and see what happens if we can't go in there and get some wins out of the deal.
All right, real good. Dylan, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us on the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Keep her going, right?
That's right. We'll keep her going. Appreciate you guys covering us like always. Go Eagles, guys.
All right.
Great game, Dylan.
And if Jalen has time to come up here, we can get her up here. So, Jalen, yep, if she can. And Jalen Lee will be our Neon Needles player of the game with 30 points. And what are your other stats you got for her?
I got her for 10 rebounds. Wasn't quite able to get all of her defensive stats, but, I mean, she was able to get steals. She had a handful of assists tonight. She had a couple blocks tonight. Her free throw shooting started a little rocky, but then she really turned it on here down the stretch and able to get a crucial steal here.
Yep.
That kind of iced the game away and then make her free throws. Okay. So
while we're waiting for Jalen, why don't you go through some other, you got some stats there or some other scores, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'll go through some other scores here first year. Camby was able to, and this is in girls basketball, Camby was able to hold on versus Laverne tonight by a score of 60-54. With 1 minute left in the second half, looking like KMS is going to be able to defeat Montevideo by a score of 57-45. La Caparra Valley won here tonight 62-55. McRae defeated Bold tonight by a score of 76-66. And Minneota defeated RCW tonight in girls basketball by a score of 63-51. And then in boys basketball, Montevideo defeated KMS earlier tonight by a score of 80-42. And then in a tight game between Wabasso and Minneota, Wabasso ended up defeating Minneota in boys basketball 83-82.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. Appreciate that. We got the Neon Needles Subway player of the game, Jalen Lee, with us. You hit 30 points, Jalen, tonight. Do you realize that?
Yeah, saw that.
Is that a career high?
I think so.
It is. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it is. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about the game tonight.
Well, we knew coming in that it was going to be a battle, but we thought we could pull it out, and we just need to stay consistent the whole game. We have ups and downs along the way, which happens, but we need to get out of that. So.
Yeah, Mitchell bragged about your defense. You got 30 points offensively, but your defense tonight, you're all over the place. You like playing defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of work.
Missed a few bunny shots.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that or? No? Okay. I'm just telling you what Coach Erickson said, you know, not just you, but, you know, a number of the girls did.
Yep.
So, you guys, what, led by 20 or 18?
18, yep.
D&B fought back and hard in the second half. Talk about that a little bit. Just turnovers or?
I think we all just get tired. I mean, we only play 6-7 girls at a time, so it gets to be a lot of playing time for everyone.
Yeah.
I think everyone gets tired, so.
Free throw, you shot well at the free throw line, didn't she, Mitchell?
Yep, struggled a little bit, I think, missing a couple, but then you really turned it on down the stretch, and you had the big steal at the end of the game here after Maya Swatsky missed her first free throw, and then you got the steal there and were able to ice it with your final two free throws.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're the Neon Needles player of the game. You got a grind coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah, we got four games next week. I think we play Wabasso on Monday, and then the rest of the week is going to be tough, too.
Camby's here Tuesday, I think.
Yep, I think so. And then Lake.
Got a good team this year, don't they?
And KMS are both away games. So.
KMS, are they undefeated, or is that the boys?
I believe so. KMS is undefeated.
Yep, they're pretty good.
All games next week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But
You got your whole family here tonight, huh?
Yeah, they usually come to every game.
The whole family, right?
The whole family.
That's awesome. Well, you get a Neon Needles T-shirt and a Subway Valley meal, and just keep adding the T-shirts to your closet there. How many you got now?
A lot.
You have to give them to your mom.
Yeah.
Let your mom walk around with them once in a while, huh? Okay? All right. Thanks, Jalen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up. Jalen Lee, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and the Eagles win 62-55. Over the Panthers tonight, and you went through the other scores?
Yep, went through the other scores.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you do some stats there?
We can go through. I got a couple of rebounding stats here. For La Caparo Valley, the leading rebounder was Jalen Lee. I had her down for 10 rebounds. As a team, I had La Caparo Valley getting 47 rebounds tonight, the 26 in the second half, 21 in the first half. For TMB, their leading rebounder was Malena Ingram. She had 11 rebounds, and then as a team, TMB had 35 rebounds with 12 in the first half and then 23 in the second half. For points in the paint, La Caparo Valley had 30 points in the game. I had them for 18 in the first half and 12 in the second half. And then for TMB, I had them with 18 points in the paint, 6 in the first half and then 12 in the second half.
Okay. All right, Mitchell, thanks for helping out tonight. A lot of fun. We're back at it after a holiday break here.
Yep, had a nice break, and then we were treated to a very good basketball game here tonight.
That's right, and we'll be back on the air Tuesday. We'll be back here at La Caparo Valley, and then the La Caparo Valley girls host the Canby Lancers. It's always fun when Canby and La Caparo Valley get together. So, all right, Mitchell, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
Thanks to Phil back at the studio running the board. Thanks to all our fine sponsors here on Q92 once again. La Caparo Valley 62, TMB 55. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludwigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.